Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, the industry's first and longest-running podcast, now in our 18th year. I'm Roger Gross, the publisher of GGB, and today in a special edition of the podcast, we sit down with Mike Bean, the Chief Executive Officer of Arizona's Desert Diamond Casinos and Entertainment, on how the new Glendale Casino is performing and what plans they have for the future. Today's podcast is sponsored by Global Payments Gaming Solutions, which empowers gaming institutions to create an enhanced patron experience with a complete suite of integrated payment solutions that enable safe, secure, and trusted cash access at the cage, on the casino floor, or online. Learn more at globalpaymentsgaming.com. The reservation of the Tono Odom Nation is just outside of Tucson, Arizona, where they operate two Desert Diamond casinos. The tribe struggled for years to establish land into trust in Glendale, a suburb of Phoenix, and finally were able to open a temporary casino several years ago. Late last year, the permanent casino opened, and Mike Bean, the CEO of the tribe's gaming arm, the Desert Diamond Casinos, explains how the opening went and why they now plan to add a hotel and other amenities to appeal to a wider cross-section of customers in the Phoenix metro area. He spoke with me at G2E in Las Vegas in October. Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast. My guest today is Mike Bean, the CEO of Desert Diamond Resorts.
Desert Diamond Casinos and Entertainment.
Okay, great, great.
Yes.
I wanted to get that right.
All right.
Well, thanks for joining us, Mike. It's great to see you. You've been through a lot of iterations in your career, and now you're running this big company, basically. How's it been since you got there?
It's been really great. The Tono Odom Nation is really a great organization. The Desert Diamond Casinos and Entertainment is a great organization. We're in a growth time in our life, and so it's really interesting. A lot of planning and getting ready to continue the growth.
Sure. So you just opened a casino in Glendale, the permanent casino. The temporary was open for 4 or 5 years?
Yes, it was open for 4 years, and followed by a fully robust casino with bars, restaurants, slots, tables,
right,
poker. A nice new product in a great location.
Right. It is a great location. It's next to the stadium and the arena there in Glendale. Does that help you when there's events at each of those places?
Yeah, yes, certainly. And, over the past year, we've spent a lot of time partnering with what's referred to as the Westgate Entertainment Center.
Uh-huh.
It has State Farm Stadium where the NFL Cardinals play. We recently became the naming partner for the arena there, so that is now Desert Diamond Arena. And within the Westgate Entertainment District, there are lots of shopping outlets, bars, and restaurants. And so, we are part of that area, and it's really, really nice to have that entertainment zone, right where we are.
For sure. Unfortunately, it lost the hockey team, though.
The Coyotes have left, and what we found interesting about the opportunity to become the named partner for the arena is that certainly the hockey team is a loss. However, with ASM Global, now the manager of the arena, that allows for more frequent entertainment and not having to work around a hockey season or hockey game. So you have the load in, the show, and the load out. So it's difficult during hockey season to get as many shows. And so we're seeing the opportunity to have even more entertainment in the area.
Great, great. Well, I like that arena. I mean, as fans of Vegas Golden Knights, we used to go down there to get cheap tickets.
That's great.
Because it's $150 in Vegas, it's $35 down there. So but then we have to root against the home team. That didn't work.
Yes. We get a lot of people who enjoy taking the trip to Arizona to see hockey, and most recently the Eagles were playing at State Farm.
That's right.
Against the Cardinals. Yes. And there were a lot of Eagles fans there.
I'm sure. So why don't you give us a whole background of Desert Diamond Casinos? I know you've got a couple of casinos in Tucson as well.
Sure. We have four casinos. We have two in the Tucson market, one in Tucson itself, another one that is about 10 miles to the south in Sahuarita.
Right.
And then we have what we refer to as the West Valley Casino, which is in Glendale, really basically adjacent to and practically part of Phoenix.
Right.
And then we have a smaller casino out in a town called Hawaii, which is in the southwestern part of the state. And we have an opportunity to build a fifth casino as a result of the more recent compact negotiations and finalizations in Arizona. And we have, the nation has acquired land to do that. And that land is pending, being taken into trust. And while that's occurring, you know, we are planning for the ground up build of that operation.
Sure. Okay. So tell us what you found when you got to do this company. I mean, was there a lot of work that to be done?
It's a well run company. Right. I'm fortunate to be part of it at this point in time. Like many across the country, all of us across the country, we're really still getting out of COVID when I arrived, and so the changes were something that the team and I, you know, we're looking forward to doing, which is really doing our best to be responsible, but get ourselves, you know, back to, you know, what we call normal operations.
Right, sure.
And, you know, having kind of this past year being the first year since COVID where we actually are going to have a true benchmark for our business. So planning was difficult, and planning and budgeting, because
sure.
You look back to your prior year and it really wasn't representative of a full business. And so that's where a lot of the focus has been. But, you know, it's a well-run company. And, you know, my focus will be on, you know, some refinement, but really on the growth,
right.
You know, on growing that and ultimately growing that Glendale property. It does not have a hotel. And so we
right.
have plans to, you know, add a hotel and a spa, convention space, entertainment, more bars and restaurants,
sure.
and, you know, make it more of a regional destination.
Yeah. So the tribe had a bit of a problem getting into Phoenix. I mean, there was all kinds of Phoenix area. I mean, there
sure.
was all kinds of litigation, and eventually it worked out, though. So what's your relationship now with the Glendale, the city of Glendale, and the surrounding tribes, actually?
Sure. And I'd like to say first, you know, hats off to the nation for their perseverance in moving forward and getting through that difficult time period, getting the land into trust, and then building, you know, the temporary and ultimately the permanent casino. So that's great. And fences have been mended. I can say that our relationship with the city of Glendale is outstanding.
Yeah.
We really look forward to continuing to work with the city, as well as, you know, other business and political leadership in the area.
Okay.
And so my experience has been very, very good.
Right. Well, obviously, the Phoenix market is the main market in the state. I was down there and I went into the temporary casino, and I guess soon after it opened, and it was packed, you know.
Yes.
There was no room for anybody at all, any slot machine. So I guess now that the permanent is open, you must be really busy.
Yes, it's such a beautiful casino with tremendous amenities. Obviously, it's expanded with, you know,
right.
more slots and also tables. And that location is great. It's a easy on, easy off. I'm a big believer in having you know, great access, ease of access to casino properties. And so it has access to this, you know, incredible dense population. However, it's not dead center in the middle of it where it's difficult to get into and out of. And so it's really, you know, an ideal location, very, very nice facility. And so, you know, things there are going well.
Right. So we know, you know, when you open a new casino, especially where you haven't been located before, or buying it from another company, you know, you have basically no database there. So what did you do to build your database?
Well, acquisition certainly is awareness. And so, sure. you know, we spent a lot of time making sure that people were aware that we were there and creating a value proposition and letting folks know not only that we're there, but what we have and how that it's different than what they had been previously, which was basically our temporary slot facility. And so really, you know, getting the word out through, you know, our various advertising channels. And then once we acquire, we just have to continue to try and get people to come back. And so, you know, generally speaking, we try to get more and more people from further and further distances to visit us more often and stay longer. And so once we get them into our database, we want to give them reasons to come back. Plus, you know, we don't make money, you know, the first time someone walks in the door. We make our money, you know, on the lifetime of that visitation. And so it's really been building upon that.
Right. And I know the Phoenix area casinos are very local casinos. I mean, what is that, 10-mile radius of this, 80% of your business or something like that? Is that accurate?
That's very accurate. As a matter of fact, you know, our database, we've got, you know, 90% of our business within a 15-minute drive time.
And so that's
great. That also says to us that there's a tremendous amount of opportunity for greater market penetration.
Sure.
And we're in the early phase of our life cycle, so we're immature in terms of the maturity cycle.
Sure.
And so we see opportunity in getting more market penetration as awareness grows.
Okay, great. So let's talk about sports betting, how that's helped all the Arizona casinos. What's it done for not only for the Glendale Casino, but also ones in Tucson?
So it's been a great addition. And what we have done is we maintain sports betting under the Desert Diamond brand. Our strategy there is to provide our existing guests with another amenity. This one happens to be a gaming amenity, a new amenity that's been desired, not only in our markets, but throughout the country. And so we've leveraged our longstanding, well-regarded brand to our existing customers and giving them an additional amenity, while at the same time looking to bring in new customers who perhaps weren't interested in slots or tables, but really, want to, be involved in sports betting. So we're doing that, and I believe that. I know that it's grown, and we're doing well with it.
Okay. So were there other elements of that sports betting bill that allowed you to do more table games, or am I mixing that up with something else?
Yes. So additional table game types
were
allowed, craps, baccarat, roulette, along with additional numbers of slot machines.
So
we were able to expand the number of slot machines both in Glendale and in Tucson.
Okay. So, because every time I went to an Arizona casino, they just had blackjack,
Right.
So now you have the full range of games.
Yes. We have traditional casino games at our facilities, and our guests have really enjoyed it. We're seeing the play.
Yeah. So did you hire more people to take care of those games? Obviously, you had to hire dealers.
Yes, hire and train. They're new games.
So
in Arizona, everybody's used to blackjack. And so we had to train our folks on dealing the new games, while at the same time facing the challenges of finding enough team members to come on board, not just in gaming, but throughout the country. There's been a shortage of labor. So hats off to the team. We're doing a great job, overcoming that and getting us up and running.
Sure. And just speaking of the team, I mean, you've hired a couple of new GMs for the properties as well?
Danielle Shilton is and has been the general manager of our Southern Arizona properties.
Okay.
And Joe Delgado is the new general manager of the Glendale property.
Okay.
And Joe's come on, he's doing a great job. Danielle's been doing a great job for a really long time. And they're a great part of the team, great leaders in the organization.
So, what was the corporate culture like when you got there? Did you have to do some upgrades there, or some change some things?
I'm a believer in positive culture for the team.
Yeah.
And when you break down the agreement between team members and guests, it's really we ask our team members to provide an outstanding experience for our guests. And, in return, it's our responsibility to provide a great place to work.
Right.
And so that's really been the emphasis. And that's not to say that that wasn't in existence prior to my arrival. I would just say it's more of, what I would talk about quite a bit and make sure that we're all on the same page with regard to that.
So I was in one of your properties in Tucson, and they had some great a museum of the nation. Do you have that in Glendale as well, or?
Yes. We have elements, and as a matter of elements of the tribe represented in Glendale, at our West Valley property. We are also, as we plan for our new facilities, that's a big part of that planning, and making sure that someone from the planning group is working with the appropriate representatives of the nation to make sure what we do is appropriate.
Okay. So how about slot machines? It's all class 3, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
All class 3.
Well, you have a great...
Actually, our property, our smaller property out in the western portion of the state is class two. But,
okay.
But the in our major market is class three.
Okay. We have a great slot guy in Troy Hall. He really knows what he's doing down there.
Troy's great.
What kind of limits do you have there in terms of buy-in? Do you have a high limit pit and things of that nature?
Yep, we have high limit pits both in tables and slots.
Yeah,
we just opened up our first $50 slot machine.
Right,
and so we're seeing how that goes.
Right, great. So the Phoenix market is really a great market. I mean, as you said, it's the main market in Arizona. How do you hope to penetrate that a little bit more when you build the hotel and the meeting facilities and things of that?
Sure. So we like to be data driven in our decision.
Right.
So
sure.
We have done what's typically called your phase one assessment, feasibility, and project scope work,
sure.
both for the new Far West Valley casino and for the expansion of the West Valley casino.
Yeah.
And the data has told us the number, size, and scope of restaurants and bars and entertainments and
okay.
and how many hotel rooms we would need.
Sure.
And so we're really following what the data tells us, and within that, what types of things we need, and if we should go with a branded strategy, which we're looking at what those brands will look like. So we're in the midst of figuring all of that out. But again, it's really what the market research tells us that will drive more penetration. Interestingly, the data shows that you would think it was an older market, but within our 15-mile radius, it's about a 34.5-year-old average age.
Yeah.
And so we're working on how to provide amenities that are appealing to that demographic while recognizing that the actual core demographic for the casino customers is a little bit older. So we're cognizant of that and bridging the gap when we look at the types of amenities to bring in.
So the brand that you're using for sports betting, online sports betting, is that Desert Diamond?
Yes, it is. Yep. We believe that having Desert Diamond Sports Betting is an extension of our well-regarded existing brand, and felt that leveraging that was the best way for us to go.
Yeah, no question. And how's that working for you? Are you bringing people into the property via the sports betting app?
Yes, we have both mobile and retail at each of the three properties. We have a retail presence for sports betting, and we're seeing good visitation, particularly with the NFL now. The NFL has really been a good test. It was really early on last year, but we're getting really our first full season of the NFL,
right.
And post-COVID NFL, and I think people are really excited about the games and getting used to coming in and betting and watching the games. And so we view it as successful early on.
I was listening to an Arizona Cardinals game on the radio a couple of Sundays ago, and they had an ad for the sports book that they built outside of there. Is that competing with you at all?
Oh, sure. It is competing. It's hard to tell right now. What level of market share that is. We're happy to have the sports book that's within a casino.
Right.
So there are all sorts of other things to do while you're there. And so when we look at the fill the SUV strategy, where someone says, "Hey, let's go to Desert Diamond," the group will say, "Yes, there's something for me. We have slots, tables, sports betting, entertainment, food and beverage." They think things like that.
So what are your goals over the next 5 years to improve the properties?
So they're definitely tied to growth. It's ground up with our fifth casino. That'll be about an 18-month build once we break ground. We're looking to do that towards the beginning of 2023.
Okay.
So that'll take up a good portion of time. And then once we get an understanding that what those numbers look like, we certainly have projections, but we really want to actually play the game out to see how we do. Then we will be focused on expanding the West Valley property in Glendale.
Right.
So that is primarily our focus, while at the same time, making sure we have a great environment for our team, making sure we're taking care of our customers, continuing to take care of our VIPs in particular that drive a good portion of our business in all the ways that that we're familiar with.
Well, Mike, thanks for taking the time to meet us here at G2E. Always a busy time, I know you're going to be looking at some slot machines out here, so I'll let you go. Thanks for joining us, and good luck there in Arizona.
Thanks, Roger. It's been a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Hope you enjoyed this week's podcast sponsored by Global Payments, the gaming industry's only vertically integrated payment provider, which offers solutions that create a simple, secure, more effective way for patrons to wager and fund their play. Learn more about the full suite of gaming solutions available at globalpaymentsgaming.com. To learn more about tribal gaming in Arizona, visit ggbmagazine.com. Subscribe to GGB News to get all the news of the gaming industry delivered to your desktop every Monday morning. Sign up at ggbnews.com and use the coupon code GGB180 for a free subscription. Don't miss a single episode of the podcast. Subscribe on Amazon, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify today. So we'll see you next time on the GGB Podcast.